News of the Church, two glorious days of inspired messages. We have experienced two glorious days of inspired messages, President Thomas S. Monson said, at the conclusion of the 184th Semiannual General Conference on Sunday, October 5, 2014. Those messages included the importance of developing a testimony that will enable you to endure all circumstances, following the path of the Savior and becoming a devoted disciple, following and sustaining the prophets, using agency wisely, and making the home a place of love, safety, example, and gospel learning. In his opening remarks on Saturday, President Monson noted that the church continues to grow. We are now more than 15 million strong and increasing in numbers, President Monson said. Our missionary efforts are going forward unhindered. We have over 88,000 missionaries serving, sharing the gospel message the world over. At the Saturday afternoon session, Elder Carlos H. Amato and Elder William R. Walker of the First Quorum of the 70 were released and granted emeritus status. Elder Areg V. Manasian and Elder Gavito Senkans were released as Area 70s. For the first time in General Conference, some speakers whose primary language is not English delivered their addresses in their native tongue. Elder Chi Hong, Sam Wong, spoke in Cantonese. Elder Eduardo Gavaret and Elder Hugo E. Martinez in Spanish, and Elder Carlos A. Godoy in Portuguese. Crowds filled the 21,000-seat conference center and overflow areas on Temple Square in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA, for each of the conference sessions, which were translated into more than 90 languages and broadcast to more than 170 countries and territories. In addition, proceedings were available on television, radio, satellite transmission, and the Internet, including mobile devices. This conference marked the 90-year anniversary of radio broadcasts and the 65-year anniversary of television broadcasts of conference. Film about Joseph Smith now on Hulu. Millions of people now have access to a church-produced movie honoring the prophet Joseph Smith, Joseph Smith, Prophet of the Restoration, a film that depicts the life and legacy of the prophet, is now available for viewing free of charge on Hulu, a website offering streaming video. The movie is the first church film to penetrate an exclusive major distribution channel like Hulu, where some 4 million subscribers can watch on demand streaming video through Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, and smartphones and tablets that connect to the Internet. Having the film on Hulu not only makes it more accessible for church members, but it also provides an opportunity for more people who are not LDS to watch and learn more about the church. Members who watch, leave comments, and rate the movie can make the movie easier for others to find.
Progress on temples continues. When all the previously announced temples are constructed and dedicated, we will have 170 operating temples throughout the world, President Thomas S. Monson said during the October 2014 General Conference. Because we are concentrating our efforts on completing temples, which were previously announced, we are not at the present time announcing any new temples. However, in the future, as we identify needs and locate properties, announcements of additional temples will be made. When President Monson rededicated the Ogden, Utah Temple in September 2014, it brought to 143 the number of operating temples of the church worldwide. The Fort Lauderdale, Florida Temple was dedicated in May 2014 by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. The Phoenix, Arizona Temple will be dedicated on November 16, 2014, and at least five other temples will be dedicated or rededicated in 2015. Ministering resources available to councils. Stake and ward council members now have access to a new church webpage called Ministering Resources, available at ministering.lds.org. to help individuals and families with their temporal and spiritual needs, including difficult and sensitive issues. Access is available to those with current callings in stake and ward councils through their LDS account. Resources previously available only to bishops and stake presidents have been updated and expanded with specific guidance about how to help victims of abuse, those who struggle with addictions, single expectant parents, pornography users, those who experience same-sex attraction, and those struggling with financial and employment issues. Under the direction of the bishop, ward councils can use ministering resources to counsel together for the benefit of individuals and families within their ward boundaries. Teachings for our time. From November 2014 through March 2015, Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society lessons on 4th Sundays should be prepared from one or more talks given in the October 2014 General Conference. In April 2015, talks may be selected from either the October 2014 or the April 2015 conference. Stake and district presidents should choose which talks will be used in their areas, or they may delegate this responsibility to bishops and branch presidents. Those attending 4th Sunday lessons are encouraged to study the selected talks beforehand. Conference talks are available in many languages at conference.lds.org. Adjustments begin in January for young adult devotionals. The First Presidency and the Church Board of Education have announced adjustments to the frequency, location, and publication of devotionals for young adults, effective January 2015. Adjustments include name, Worldwide Devotional for Young Adults, an evening with name of speaker. Frequency, 3 times a year on the second Sunday in January, the first Sunday in May, and the second Sunday in September. Audience, all young adults, both married and single, are invited to attend. Students finishing high school or the equivalent are also invited to attend. Locations, January devotionals will be held at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, at BYU, Idaho, or at BYU, Hawaii. May devotionals will be held in the Conference Center in Salt Lake City or at other sites at church headquarters. September devotionals will be held at other locations in the United States. Publication. Within a few days after each devotional, the talks in text, audio, and video formats will be available in English on LDS.org and the Gospel Library app in a new young adult collection. Language versions will follow. Summaries of the talks will be included in the Liahona and Ensign, and a variety of text quotes, picture quotes, memes, and video highlights will also be published live and after the devotional through the church's social media channels, including the speaker's specific social pages. Speakers will continue to be chosen by the First Presidency from among the general authorities and general officers of the church. Adjustments were announced to young adults during the CES devotional on November 2, 2014, and to priesthood leaders in an August 28, 2014 First Presidency letter that included the 2015 broadcast schedule. Help available for those affected by a loved one's addiction. Spouses and families affected by a loved one's addictive behaviors can turn to a new online guide to find help, hope, and healing. The Spouse and Family Support Guide, located at addictionrecovery.lds.org, is intended to help spouses and family members heal from challenges they experience because of the addictive behaviors of loved ones involved with drugs, alcohol, pornography, or other harmful substances or practices. In addition to English, it will soon be available in Spanish, Portuguese, French, Italian, German, Russian, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. The guide is split into 12 sections focused on healing, increasing hope,
and finding strength through Jesus Christ. Many practical suggestions are provided, such as how to set limits and rules, how to discuss addiction and recovery with a loved one, and how to appropriately respond to a relapse. The guide is used for discussion in confidential spouse and family support group meetings offered by LDS Family Services. It can also be used for personal study or used by church leaders when interviewing and counseling.
LDS Charities provides aid. Since the earliest days of the Restoration, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been known for their determination to reach out and lift up those who are suffering. In recent years, church members and others have, through generous contributions, provided the means for church humanitarian services programs to bless the lives of people throughout the world. In 2013 alone, LDS humanitarian programs helped more than 10.5 million people in 130 countries. This effort extends from providing comfort and life-sustaining goods to making clean water available, to training midwives and doctors to save the lives of thousands of newborn babies, to providing wheelchairs. In addition, the church assists with vision care and training, immunizations, and growing nutritious food in selected communities. Refugee assistance. The church has made consistent and considerable effort to aid refugees as well as others suffering from conflicts and food shortages. Recently, the church donated thousands of tents and basic food supplies to families in Chad and constructed hand pump wells, latrines, and shower buildings in refugee camps in Burkina Faso. In Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and Kurdish region, LDS Charities is distributing food packets, blankets, medical supplies, hygiene kits, bedding, and winter clothing. In Iraq and the Kurdish region, wheelchairs and other mobility equipment have been delivered to people injured in conflicts. In Gaza, pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, and powdered milk were donated to the central hospital. In Israel, ultrasound equipment was donated to a medical facility. In Ukraine and Russia, the church has partnered with the United Nations Development Program to provide food, bedding, clothing, and personal hygiene items for 30,000 people displaced during civil unrest. LDS Charities works to remain politically neutral and to help people of any faith. Relief efforts. The church also responds when natural disasters occur. In Sierra Leone and Liberia, the church has engaged 1,600 local volunteers to provide training on how to avoid Ebola and provided food and basic sanitation and medical supplies. Following flooding caused by a heavy monsoon in Pakistan and India, the church provided food, hygiene kits, and medical supplies. In Tonga, a cyclone destroyed hundreds of homes, including the homes of 116 member families. Members will assist with the rebuilding of their homes. They receive training about how to construct their own shelter and are then asked to assist at least four other people in building theirs. The church is also restoring crops and providing training in home gardening. In Mexico, when a hurricane left thousands of homes damaged or destroyed, local church leaders provided food and water to affected members, and the church worked with the state government to provide food kits. What you can do. Donations to the Humanitarian Aid Fund enable the church to respond immediately to crises. In addition, wherever they live, members can demonstrate Christ-like love, provide service, and build respect for all people. Noticing refugees and immigrants in our own communities, or those weathering a personal disaster and offering them friendship, interest, and a welcoming environment is a Christ-like act that will never be in vain. Through its humanitarian arm, the Church strives to implement the counsel of President Thomas S. Monson, that we can strengthen one another. We have the capacity to notice the unnoticed. When we have eyes that see, ears that hear, and hearts that know and feel, we can reach out and rescue. End of News of the Church,